Okay, let's find out now exactly what algae can tell us about political strategy. Yes, that's right. While single-celled organisms typically only make it into political discussion during insults, it turns out that modeling their behavior may give researchers a better handle on how political movements survive and spread. In a new paper published in Scientific Reports, researchers modeled systems where strategies or ideologies compete for members. By varying the extent to which members of a given system worked offensively or defensively, trying to convert individuals to their side, or trying to keep similar individuals, they found some general principles that may begin to explain how differing strategies play out. The original angle for this was not a political slant. It was actually algae, said study author Eric Libby, an Omidyar fellow at the Santa Fe Institute, who studies communities of unicellular microbes. But he noted, "I think that the political handle on this is probably more intuitive." Initially, Libby and Santa Fe Institute research fellow Lauren Herbert Defresne were looking at how algae evolve differing complex life cycles, such as which nutrients to absorb. After a working group with the collaborators, they saw it might help explain dynamics in a population where two groups compete for resources, in this case, voters. In the original simulation model developed, which included just two distinct groups, individuals displaying one ideology might adopt the other if they were around enough people with the opposite beliefs seeking to influence them. Over time, the researchers found that when two competing ideologies squared off with predominantly offensive strategies, many individuals would convert from one side to the other, and both parties would persist. Meanwhile, when both ideologies were more defensive rather than lead to a stalemate, the less defensive group disappeared entirely, as a small initial loss would ultimately be amplified. A 50-50 offense-defense mix was found to be the best strategy. But when a third party was added to the mix, the winning strategy was the one that used a level of offense higher than one opponent but lower than the other. There was no single best strategy. Libby explains, if you have a multiple strategies competing, that doesn't seem to be an optimal solution. It really depends on who else you're competing against. Research there from the Santa Fe Institute. What algae can tell us about political strategy. Broadcasting on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Spreaker, this is The English Program. For more information, go to instagram.com/english.video, audioboom.com/english radio, facebook.com/english program, and spreaker.com/user/45161. Connect with The English Program.
Big winner with Afternoon Delight.
Für den Max habe ich das gespielte Pen und Machinery mit Access Control und da habe ich auch so Schwein gehabt, dass ich ihn damit zufriedenstellen konnte, nachdem ich da was rausgehauen habe. Und der nächste Titel, der kommt von Zahn, das ist meine Mädel und Zahn.
Thank you for listening to the English program.